The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Daily Pop. Big changes continue to happen around the country. Today we're discussing Live PD getting canceled. Also, how we feel about Lady Antebellum's name change. Plus, Jason Derulo will be here, how he's celebrating Feel Good Friday. But we have to begin with Kelly Clarkson's surprising news. Kelly has filed for divorce from her husband, Brandon. They were married for almost 7 years, and in court papers obtained by E! News, she cites irreconcilable differences, a request for joint custody, and no spousal support for Brandon. You guys, I was shocked when I heard this. What did you guys think?
Oh, same.
Yeah, I think everybody was really shocked. And I think, like, even having those details of knowing that she's, you know, saying no spousal support for him, I mean, that leads me to believe that things maybe aren't really that amicable right now.
Sources are telling us that their friends are totally surprised too, which kind of makes me believe maybe something happened suddenly during this quarantine. I know that a lot of people are parting ways during this time, but every time we spoke to Kelly, it was clear that she loved being a wife. She loved being a mother. It meant everything to her. Listen to this.
I heard you say in an interview that you don't really get caught up in the accolades. You just want to be a great wife and a great mom.
Yes, and those are already really hard things to be.
Sure. Do you feel like being a mom has made you more confident in who you are?
I've always kind of been a confident person, but I will say it does bring another level of, like, I don't care about things that aren't important.
This is pretty special. Can you believe this is happening right now?
I literally had a conversation with my husband the other day, and we were like, what is our life? Because we both came from pretty humble beginnings, and this wasn't even in the picture. Like, the idea, like the vision board, like, this was definitely something beyond I could have imagined.
Gosh, I mean, it is hard hearing that back. There were no signs of divorceville when you listened to that.
Yeah, I'm always curious. It's always so hard because I feel like we see these couples, people hashtag relationship goals, and then, you know, a year later they file for divorce, because I definitely kind of felt like Kelly Clarkson had the perfect life, you know, and her getting divorced doesn't mean that she doesn't, you know. It just goes to show that what we see on the outside is not always what's going on in the inside. And it does sound like, though, that it seems very mature. It doesn't seem like it's anything nasty. It doesn't mean that they won't have a great co-parenting relationship.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's just what it is. I mean, divorce is always really heartbreaking. And you know what? Unfortunately, sometimes people get to a place where they feel like there's just nothing else that they can do to continue to stay in a romantic relationship. And they realize that their relationship is better off as being friends. So it's obviously very painful. But I mean, hopefully both of them will be better off, you know, being apart.
Yeah. And, you know, I think about Kelly and her career and everything that she's doing right now. She seems so on top of the world, like you said, Nina. But I wonder if maybe she just got too busy, or maybe, you know, some priorities changed in her life. You know, we are humans and we're constantly evolving. So, yeah, I think, you know, we won't know until they're ready to speak on it, what the reasons were.
And, you know, she's always been busy. But just because we're people who work in television, especially producing shows, how grueling that can be. And I sometimes feel like when you work these long hours, your patience becomes a lot shorter for the so I don't know.
Yeah, you think?
I don't know if our show has anything to do with it, but I will tell you, as you know, I think sometimes you do change as your success gets greater and you have, you know, less tolerance for certain things. So who knows what could have happened?
Yeah,
exactly.
And speaking of changes, Lady Antebellum, they have officially changed their name to Lady A. The man explained that they originally named their group after the Southern antebellum-style home where they took their first photos, and it reminded them of the music born in the South. They continued, quote, "But we are regretful and embarrassed to say that we did not take into account the associations that weigh down this word, referring to the period of history before the Civil War, which includes slavery." What do you guys think of the name change?
I mean, look, welcome to 2020.
Look, I think it's a positive change. It's definitely one that, you know, is overdue. Maybe they didn't recognize what it was associated with. I mean, I don't know. I'm not them. But regardless, I think that it was a smart decision, and I'm happy that it's one that they made.
Is shortening the name to Lady A enough?
I think, like, look, I it still stands for antebellum. If the Cleveland Indians go to the Cleveland Eyes, doesn't it still stand for the same thing? So I don't know if that's like maybe a overhaul. It's a shame that it took this long. I think that they've had criticism for a long time, and it's not like they didn't know what it stood for 5 years ago, 10 years ago. So I sometimes just wonder what's the point if it isn't rooted in like something real.
Right. You know, it's funny because a couple days ago, I was thinking about Lady Antebellum specifically, and I was wondering, how in the world is this the name of their band still? Like, how have they been so unaware this entire time? And then I was wondering, like, I wonder when they're going to actually change the name of their band. So when I saw that headline, they changed their name, I thought, oh, it's going to be something totally different. And then when I saw Lady A,
it was
I'm
you,
like,
Aaron.
Wait,
it was your
what?
Mind control, girl. It was Aaron's mind control. That's strong.
Yeah. That was a serious premonition.
Seriously, but I was actually anticipating a completely different name. Never would I think that they would just say, Lady A. I don't know. It feels a little lazy. Like, if you really wanted to change it up, like, fully change it. But
yeah, mean, it's kind of like it's kind of halfway, their toe in and their toe a little bit out. But we still all, if they say Lady A, we all know what it stands for.
Exactly. They've already been called Lady A. All right. NASCAR announced it's banning the display of the Confederate flag from all events and properties. This comes just days after NASCAR's only black full-time driver, Bubba Wallace, called for change. He appeared on GMA with his thoughts.
You look at the Confederate flag and how, yes, it may mean heritage to most, but to a group that is in a lot of pain right now, the African-American community is in a lot of pain, that's a symbol of hate. And it brings back so many bad memories, signs of oppression from way back when. And it just, there's no good that comes with that flag. And that's the message we're kind of trying to get across.
But not everyone agrees. Driver Ray Cicerelli said Wednesday he will quit at the end of the season as a result of the ban. Ray shared his decision on his since-deleted Facebook page, writing that NASCAR has been a dream come true, but he does not want to participate in what he calls political BS.
How do you guys feel about this? Because I'm in awe that someone would
In the words of my good friend Morgan Stewart, see you never. Bye, Ray.
I mean,
we don't care.
Ray's
we
gonna
don't,
be alone.
We don't know you, Ray. Like, goodbye.
Good riddance.
And I love that these people, they just kind of like put all this craziness all over the internet and these like racist thoughts and whatever the F. And it's like, since deleted, it's like, if you're gonna write it, just leave it up. Like, you're not hiding behind anything.
Yeah.
I think he's gonna have a lonely lack of a NASCAR life. I don't think anyone's gonna be too concerned with that. I mean, it's just, it was the right decision. I'm happy they're making it.
I truly don't understand like the attachment to the Confederate flag. So if we were all at work and I had something up that you guys were like, Nina, this is deeply offensive. This has, you know, historical context to why it's so offensive. There's nothing in me that would fight to keep it up. I would be like, oh my gosh, I am so sorry. Let me try to correct this wrong. I'm not fighting for that. And then attach slavery to it. And it's just like, I don't even understand why people want to have this connected. And I don't care if it's been historic. There are a lot of things that are historic in this country that are really abusive and oppressive that need to be gone.
Honestly, I am shocked that this Confederate flag has been flying this long and has been associated with NASCAR. Like, it is mind-boggling. I'm not a big NASCAR fan, therefore I didn't know that it was flying high like this. And it just makes me wonder, like, there are so many people who have been flying these flags who are big NASCAR fans. Are they gonna lose part of their fan base?
I mean, possibly. what will happen, I think, is that they'll get a new audience. I will say that since they've made this stance, since they've said this, since I've been seeing different posts from the company, it's piqued my interest. And I've thought to myself, let me go out there and see what it's about. And I think them making the stand, they're going to lose some fans. And maybe if for a little bit, because I think when you really like something, regardless if this flag is out there or not, I think there are people who will eventually go back. But if they decide not to, there are going to be a new crowd of people that are taking part in it. NASCAR might have a whole different generation of people that want to support it, because traditionally, as a Black woman, I've always felt like NASCAR had a little bit of hint of racism adjacent to it, not necessarily in their organization. Wow. But I've never felt like I would be welcome at a NASCAR race. I just never did. Mm-hmm. And I think Justin actually went to one, and I was like, were you safe? Were you good, Justin? So now I feel like the next time maybe I'll go with him.
All right. Well, maybe we'll see.
They have a new fan now.
All right, you guys, stick around. We've got Jason Derulo joining us for Feel Good Friday in just a bit. But next, the plug is pulled on Live PD and the other show that could be next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Another police show is under arrest. A&E just stopped production on their docuseries Live PD. The network says they plan to meet with civil rights leaders and police departments to see if there's a clear pathway for the show to return. How do you guys feel about Live PD going off the air?
I
feel like you've been asked this so many times, but like, it's a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, as Aaron, if you don't know, I was a huge, huge fan of the show. And, you know, I have always been a fan of mess. And so I was a huge fan of the show when it came to, you know, like them breaking up crazy parties and the ridiculous things that they saw in the street. But I think now with everything being so heightened, there's probably a lot of conversations about the direction of the show. What can we show? Are we showing this in a way that's fair and proportionate to the amount of arrests being made by white people, Black people, all people of color? In comparison, are we being fair with our programming? I think there are a lot of conversations that need to be had to make sure it's responsible. And a lot of people, because it's law enforcement, their people are going to be paying attention even more. So I think to pull it was a good idea to try to kind of re-figure out where they want to be. I personally don't think it's going to be gone forever. I think there's going to be, I think right now it's hot, and I don't think they want it, and they don't want any conversations. There's some legal stuff that's going on with Live PD as well, with a former case. Someone was on air while, like, they were filming when someone was actually killed by police. So I think they have some stuff internally that they need to figure out.
Right. Yeah, I would agree with that. I do think that this would be a good opportunity for them to sort of reconfigure the show. I mean, obviously people love it. Nina was one of them. So if they can, you know, find a way to have it be as accurate as possible, then, I mean, I feel like they have a chance of coming back. They have a huge audience. But for right now, I do think it was the right decision to just call it quits for now.
Well, I will let you know, Nina, you are not alone. I was also a fan of the show, and I would be that person. When there were marathons, I'd plop down on the couch and catch some back-to-backs. But you know what? With everything going on, and, you know, even officers having to wear body cams, I feel like this show is kind of an extension of holding some officers accountable. And so, yeah, I think that they need to figure out a proper way to do the show and make sure that it is responsible, like you said. But yeah, this show is a show that a lot of people watch, and I think it will come back later once they figure it out. But even Nickelodeon's animated show Paw Patrol is catching some heat. The series follows six rescue pups as they work together to protect their community, but people want the show to get rid of Chase, the German Shepherd who plays a police officer. I think this is so ridiculous. Like, people have lost their damn minds. You want to get rid of an innocent little puppy dog that is portraying a good officer? No. Like, people, please stop it right now.
It's crazy. I mean, that's way too far.
I don't, I was, I, y'all, I don't have children. I didn't even know really what Paw Patrol was. I don't know, I'm not familiar with the think pieces that have been written about Paw Patrol. My first question was, is it a cartoon? As soon as someone said, yes, it's a cartoon, I was like, okay. So has this police officer been racially profiling people on the show? Has he been brutalizing anybody? I need more details about this German Shepherd.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think that he's a decent puppy/cop. So I just think, why are we picking on the German Shepherd? I mean, German Shepherds are cute. I had one growing up. He was not the brightest German Shepherd. So you can't just group all German Shepherds in together.
Also catching some heat on Twitter, Anna Kendrick, she jokingly compared her experience filming Twilight to a hostage situation in a new Vanity Fair interview, and people are pissed. Anna clapped back on Twitter writing, oh, I thought we stopped doing this. Actress makes a dumb joke about the cold weather, but we have to turn it into clickbait anyway. I mean, what is happening?
Is this a side to even take? This is like one of the dumber things I think we've had to talk about recently. But I mean, yeah, clickbait's, but isn't that the point of what people, why they make clickbait, so that they click on their stories? Like, if you're gonna make a dumb joke and it's gonna be in print, like, you know, that's what happens. But
and this is the thing, like, you know, I kind of don't like the people who are like, you can't say anything anymore. It's like, you can say whatever you want. People have a right to respond to you. I felt like I saw more people outraged about her kind of dissing Twilight, because I feel like the Twilight fans, that fan base is so huge. And so I feel like people were more upset about that, like the fact that she was kind of coming for some of her classmates, not classmates, but her co-stars. And for the movie, people felt like it was kind of shade. And people don't really like you to shade where you come from. Not that Twilight made her, but it definitely put her on a huge platform. So I'm always a fan of, like, if something gave you this huge platform, even though she's kind of the biggest star from the franchise, in my opinion, like as far as like getting these A-list roles, I understand why she kind of looks back at that like and cringes, but at the same time, like it got her seen in a lot of places.
I also think
she wasn't in the movies very much either. She had such a small role over the three. I think when I read it, it said that she had like 20 lines total. So I think that's why people were also upset, because they were like, you weren't even the most relevant part, and you're complaining about how your Converse were soaked through. But maybe she had a bad experience filming because she was cold. I mean, we all complain sometimes. So
she's got a dry sense of humor, and tones can't always be read through print interviews. So seriously, people, just calm down. Everyone just calm down. And coming up, we've got Jason Derulo joining us for Feel Good Friday, and he explains why celebrating a TikTok milestone made him sick to his stomach.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
That was Jason Derulo performing for Musicians on Call and Hyundai Hope on Wheels present Healing Through Music. And joining us now for some Feel Good Friday is Jason Derulo himself. What's up, buddy?
How you doing, darling?
So good, now that you're with us. Let's just get right into it. Tell us about this virtual series that you've been a part of.
I think, you know, in these times, whenever we can just try to come together, I think it's a beautiful thing. It was just a fun thing that I was hoping that would brighten some people's days. And I had a really good time doing it. Honestly, I think what they've been able to build is really special, and I hope they continue to do it.
What was it like surprising the patients and the hospital staff?
It was cool. I mean, they were legitimately surprised. You know, me and my team, I mean, we were ready to go. I have a wonderful squad with me, even at the house. It's a very small, tight-knit team. But we had a great time, honestly.
You're always doing so much good for the world, and you've been very vocal on social media about how we all just need to come together during a time like this. How important is it for you to inspire people, especially through your music?
you know, now more than ever, we need each other. Even if it's for the basic need of having a similarity, right? I mean, we're all going through the same exact thing. And I think that in itself brings us closer together, that we're all going through these trying times together. Not being able to leave our houses, but at the same time getting to spend a little more time with the people that we care about. You know, it's a really crazy time, but I'm just hoping that people are utilizing this time to just become, just come out of it better. You know, whether it's learning how to sing like you, or whether it's learning how to cook, you know, just utilize the time to come out, you know, stronger than you came into it.
Right. Speaking of music, you just released Savage Love. Sounds kind of self-explanatory, but tell me, what does this song mean to you?
So this song was a really fun beginning because it came from a TikTok phenomenon. And, you know, I love me some TikTok.
Yes.
But yeah, it came from a celebration of cultures, you know, which I think is very, it hits home right now. So I decided to write a song called Savage Love, you know, about a situation where, you know, somebody is, you know, she's very set in her ways, but I'm in love with who she is, and she's comfortable in her skin, but I love the fact that she is.
Okay, let's circle back to TikTok. We know you love it. You've got 22 million followers, and you celebrated that by eating 22 burgers. Did you actually eat all of them, and how did you feel afterwards?
So I didn't get to 22. I ate 20. And it was crazy. I mean, you would think it would be a dream to do that, to eat that amount, but like, man, that was a nightmare. That was crazy. I was nauseous every like 5 minutes. Every bite was pain. But I did it for the people though. I had to do it for the celebration. It was a bad idea.
Yeah, so what are you gonna do for 23 million followers? Are you gonna be eating something crazy?
You know, I'm still trying to work off that 22. I mean, I gained a lot of weight. And it's
okay,
and it's,
you know, we cannot see it.
I'll tell you what happened. So it's not just from eating the burgers. Your appetite, your stomach grows. So like, I've just been hungry since then. Like every day I wake up, I'm like, damn, I'm hungry. So I'm still trying to get back to normal.
And how about your teeth? Are they doing okay? We saw the corn on the cob video gone wrong. Everything good with you?
Everything is good. It wasn't real. I'm glad everybody got a kick out of it.
Yeah, we surely did. Thank you so much for being here. And you guys can see performances by Jason and other musicians on the social accounts for Musicians on Call and Hyundai Hope on Wheels. Bye, Jason.
Bye, darling.
Nina, Morgan, that is it for us today. Hope you guys have a great weekend. And if you need the latest, greatest new show recommendations, check out E's new series, Binge Club. I host it. It's every Saturday on Snapchat. Bye, you guys.